If your father had a brother by the name of William, you'd call him?
Uncle Bill.
All right. Who was the commander of the Confederate Army?
Lee.
And his title?
General. General Lee.
Okay. And who's the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel Sanders.
All right. And what do they call the man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
And the man who presides over the courtroom?
Judge.
All right. What do you call a person who goes to school to study? Or who goes to college, say?
Student.
All right, how about if he's in high school? Same thing.
Well, he'd still be a student.
And elementary school? Grammar school?
Yeah.
Would you ever use the word pupil?
Well, yeah, you'd be a pupil.
Is there a difference in those two words?
I don't think they are, because pupil is practically the same thing as student.
Okay. A woman who appears in plays or movies is?
An actress.
Did you ever used to hear an actress called a show woman?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a stage woman?
Stage woman, especially in the... They would just call that back in the olden days. I read that.
Okay. What do you call a woman in an office who handles the boss's mail and types his letters?
Secretary.
Okay. Now, what are some... What do you call people who are black in color?
Niggers.
All right, some other names?
Well, we generally call them colored people.
Okay, can you think of other words for them? They're a bunch of names.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. But you or I would be called a... You or I would be called a...
Well, we'd be called white, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I thought maybe you were trying to get that other word. What's a... Caucasian.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Either of them is fine. And
yeah.
Have you heard any other expressions? For example, have you heard any expressions for poor white people?
Oh, yeah.
For example?
Poor trash.
Uh-huh.
White trash.
I think I might have already asked you this, but have you heard them called peckerwoods before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about crackers? All right. What's your nationality? Well, anyone born in the USA is called...
Well, American.
Okay. Do you know any terms for a child born of a black and white marriage?
Mulatto.
Okay. I bet if they just have one black grandparent, there'd be a different name?
Mixed.
How about one black great-grandparent, so that there's only... One black and seven whites back there in the family. Or do you have different terms for different amounts of black to white or not?
No, I don't know.
All right, how about a child who was born with especially light-colored skin?
Albino.
Okay.
Now that can happen in any race.
That's true. Uh huh.
Well, that's a pigment of the skin or something. Now we got an old fellow that worked out the plant, and I saw him about a week or 10 days ago. First time I've seen him in I'll say 3 to 4 years. And the last time I was talking to him, his skin was beginning to turn dark.
Hmm.
Well. I saw him again the other day, and he was almost dark as a colored person, but it was a different color than the colored person. He was a more of a grayish color.
Well, that's strange.
And it was something about in his diet or something, as a pigment of his skin that caused him to be that way. And his doctors couldn't do it. They tried everything in the world, and they couldn't find anything to stop it.
Well, did he used to be an albino? Or not?
No. He was just an ordinary person like me and you.
Okay.